Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM. With our government being shut down now for over a month, many local food agencies and food pantries have been affected, especially with the lack of funding for SNAP that began on November 1st. Joining us today is Roseanne DeBow, who is the Executive Director of Operation Bootstrap Food Pantry in Stevens Point. So, Roseanne, why don't we start off with a little backstory of Operation Bootstrap, how long it's been in operation, and what you actually do there.
56 years ago, a nun was giving a message to a group of men's luncheon people. And as she was leaving, somebody said, "What do you see as the biggest problem in Stevens Point?" And she said, "Oh, that's easy." She said, "All the downtown churches, the four downtown churches," she said, "they're all having increasing numbers of people knocking at their door needing food and or clothes."
Yeah.
And she said, "I think there should be something more humane." So as she was leaving, someone called out Bob Livingston, who was CEO of the Derns, a big company in Stevens Point at that time.
Right.
And he called out, "You, sister, you get something started, and I'll contribute the first $10,000. And, of course, at that time, $10,000 was a lot more than it is today.
Absolutely,
and,
yep.
So she got started, and she called me. I had found that when people don't know where their next meal is coming from or how they're going to take care of their family, it's really rough on everything they do.
Yeah.
And so I decided to go to the first meeting, and I've been going ever since.
Wow. Explain for us quickly, Roseanne, how a food pantry works. Where does the food come from and all of the avenues of where funding comes for an agency like yourself?
Most of our money comes from Portage County. We're part of Feeding America also, which is a help. But people, businesses, individuals, they all help us. They can see the city owns the land our building is on. The building was built by all kinds of people who offered their services. I had people about calling and wanting to, the electricians that wanted to work and plumbers that wanted to work and that sort of thing. So it was all built by the people willing to volunteer, and the city owns the land. So that works out very well for us.
Yeah. Of course, the big question, specifically, how has Operation Bootstrap been affected by the government shutdown and the lack of funding for SNAP? Has that affected you in any way?
Well, yes, because first of all, people are so worried, and we're trying to give them support, too. And now, actually, it looks like they will be getting SNAP, but it's going to be delayed. We're almost doubling what we were previously. And so I hope it doesn't last too long, because our people are going to get tired, and we're going to run out of money. Well, it doesn't look like, looks like people are coming through with money. They want to know, should they get us a pallet of meat, or should they give us a check? I mean, you know, that, there's quite a bit of that going on.
Yeah. So when you say doubling, are you meaning that there's double the amount of people looking for food or needing food?
Needing food. It's almost double.
Yeah, I can imagine. Final question for you, Roseanne. Until our government is up and running, do you have recommendations on what needy families can do if they're not finding what they need, maybe there in Stevens Point or pretty much anywhere in Wisconsin?
What we have is we've got a whole sheet we can give them. People, if they're concerned about other things, what we can do. First of all, we have actually have 9 things that we help people with. I mean, we have the food pantry, but then we have clothes, and we have a special project where we get people the things they need for a new job. And we have transportation assistance, household necessities, health and grooming aids. We're really giving them 2 weeks of food. So if they feel that isn't going to take care of them, we've got a whole sheet of other operations in the community where they can get it. And we've got it on a nice bright yellow card. And, you know, they can, one of the churches has a dinner once a week on Thursday nights. They can go there. And there's another place where once a month on Tuesday they have a wonderful dinner, and you can either come in and eat together or you can take it home. And so, there, you know, we have we've got a whole sheet for people of, you know, so if they feel this isn't going to be sufficient,
yeah.
why we can offer them this. People really care about each other. They're very good about that. And all
yeah.
the different groups are trying to help.
Yeah.
And if they aren't, if they can't help directly, then they call a place like Operation Bootstrap to see
yeah.
what they can do.
We've been talking to Roseanne DeBoe. She is the executive director of Operation Bootstrap Food Pantry. Maybe you live in or around the Stevens Point area and would like more information about Operation Bootstrap. You can visit their website, operation.bootstrap.org, or give them a call, 715-344-1544. Thank you so much, Roseanne, for your time today. My name is Todd Christopher. Thank you for listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.